I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, October 7th. Another incident of racist graffiti in a Quincy school is under investigation. Central Middle School Principal Rick DeCristofaro Jr. says hateful and racist graffiti was found in a restroom yesterday. DeCristofaro says an investigation is underway and that the graffiti has been removed. DeCristofaro says those responsible will be held accountable. He says they will use the incident as an opportunity to reinforce that as a school community, they stand for respect, attitude, motivation, safety, and inclusion. Racist and hateful graffiti was found in a restroom at the Southwest Middle School last week. The city of Quincy has purchased three properties along the Southern Artery with the hopes of creating a rowing program. Mayor Thomas Koch used $5 million in federal pandemic relief funds to purchase the Town River Marina, the Sportsman's Den, and the Meineke Muffler Shop. Koch says he purchased the properties to prevent a developer from buying the land and says he'd like to create a rowing program with the Quincy Recreation Department. He says the property was for sale and would have been purchased by a developer had the city not moved forward with that purchase. A battery-powered lawnmower sparked a fire behind a Quincy home this morning. Officials say the blaze ignited behind 182 Phipps Street just before 6 a.m. Reports from the scene say that a lithium battery on a lawnmower caught fire. Police quickly doused the blaze. There was minimal damage and no one was hurt. The Quincy Historical Society is announcing the opening of a special temporary exhibit in Old Town Hall called Quincy and the Common Defense. Designed in conjunction with the dedication of the new General's Bridge and Park downtown, the new exhibit was curated by the Quincy Historical Society. It accompanies a display of portraits and an exploration of the careers of the seven generals honored as part of the new General's Bridge and Park. Quincy and the Common Defense reflects upon the history of military service in Quincy through letters, memorabilia, and the stories of men and women who served in eras from the Revolution to the Vietnam War, including stories of how the first mayor of Quincy became a key community recruiter for the Civil War, and how a welding inspector at the Four River Shipyard named James Kilroy started a fad writing, "Kilroy Was Here," that spanned both hemispheres during World War II. Also highlighted are the wartime efforts made by men and women on the home front, whether by working at the shipyard or simply by saving their kitchen grease. The artifacts on display come from the collections of Quincy Historical Society and Museum and the United States Naval and Shipbuilding Museum on board the USS Salem. The new museum is open to the public weekdays from 8:30 to 4:30. Mayor Koch, the City of Quincy, and the Quincy Art Association, along with its sponsors, are proud to announce the grand opening of the Q Arts Gallery in downtown Quincy. To mark the gallery's debut, the exhibition will begin with a curated members showing. All the artwork is available for sale. A private reception and a ribbon cutting will be held on Friday, October 15th at 6:30, and then the gallery opened its doors to the public on Saturday, October 16th at noon. Beginning in November, the Quincy Art Association will host a small works exhibit along with a themed fair Saturday, as well as art students' thesis show, an art in fashion exhibit featuring original designs and museum-quality glasswork, jewelry, and pottery. Paintings and oil, watercolor, pastels, and acrylic, along with the sculptures, will all be on display. The building was recently purchased by the City of Quincy and also includes the Quincy Welcome Center. City Council candidates will answer questions about local climates and environmental issues in an online forum tonight at 7 o'clock. The Quincy Climate Action Network is hosting the event on Zoom, Facebook, and YouTube, with questions submitted by other local organizations as well. The FBI is digging up the backyard of a home in Randolph. Heavy equipment was tearing apart the lawn behind a house on Mitchell Street yesterday. Agents had set up a tent and were sifting through the dirt. The FBI's evidence response team, along with Randolph Police, were on scene in connection with the ongoing investigation. The FBI said they were searching for specific evidence and there was no threat to the public. A neighbor said they were told it's in connection to a missing persons case from 2005. Massachusetts hockey youth programs are dealing with a severe referee shortage. And according to the organization, the main reason is abuse from coaches, parents, and players. The abuse is enough that the Massachusetts Hockey Association says it is down nearly 900 referees, almost half of its roster, leading to game cancellations and referee burnout. Since the start of the current season, Mass Hockey said it's already seen several troubling incidents. One official needed a police escort after a game featuring 8-year-olds. In other instances, Mass Hockey said a female referee quit in the middle of a series of games because of parent harassment. A parent came onto the ice trying to get a referee, and a parent went into the scorer's box to berate an opposing player over a penalty committed against her child. The MHA believes the abuse was escalated because rules were tightened last year, increasing penalties and suspensions, not just for players, but parents and coaches as well. The organization urged parents to take steps to correct their behaviors and asked them to talk to their children about doing the same. Anyone found abusing officials will be subject to discipline that can't include being suspended or banned from attending games. A bill that would permanently write into Massachusetts law early voting options that were temporarily adopted during the height of the pandemic was approved overwhelmingly yesterday by the Senate. The bill would also enact same-day voter registration and make other changes to the state's election process, including allowing no-excuse voting by mail. The Senate passed the bill by a 36-3 vote. Supporters say the proposal incorporates lessons learned during the pandemic and takes critical steps to expand the right to vote in Massachusetts. State lawmakers previously enacted legislation to temporarily extend vote-by-mail and early voting through December 15th. Many of the measures included in the legislation helped produce record voter turnout last fall. Critics warn that some of the measures might run afoul of the state constitution. The measure now goes to the House. Acting Mayor Kim Janey announcing Boston will observe Indigenous Peoples Day instead of Columbus Day. The executive order was signed at City Hall. While it leaves one community happy, another across the street in the North End is not. It's a decision some are arguing the actor mayor made without the necessary input from all sides. Janey said she did make those calls. In what is still named Christopher Columbus Park in the North End, there is a base of what used to be a statue of him that's been removed after being vandalized several times. The city said the statue will have a forever home with the Knights of Columbus in the North End. However, some residents would like to see something else standing in place of Columbus. The acting mayor did not rule out continuing the conversation with the Italian-American community. Check of business news. Stocks were higher. The Dow was up 102 points. The NASDAQ rose 68. The S&P grew by 17. Asian stocks rose. The dollar and the euro are up. Oil at almost $77 a barrel. Sports. Red Sox in Tampa Bay tonight at 8 o'clock. It is game one of the American League Divisional Series. The National Weather Service forecast today mostly sunny and pleasant. The high 74 degrees. Tonight, clear and chilly, low 49. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 70. Saturday, cooler, sun and clouds, high 62. And showers possible late Sunday with a high of 65. For the boater, waves about a foot. Light west wind becomes southerly later on. High tide at 12:30 this afternoon. Sunrise at 6:47, set at 6:14. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Thursday, October 7th.